Record high oil prices, which were $44 a barrel yesterday, are moving downwards. One thing that helped in easing the price, the U.S. inventories of wholesale gasoline have increased. OPEC officials have also come out and said they are ready to dip into their spare oil production if necessary to keep prices down. And another factor helping to stem the recent spike in crude oil prices was news out of Russia that the embattled oil company Yukos, which is the biggest oil producer in Russia, can use its bank accounts to fund its day-to-day operations. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Moscow. What does the unfreezing of Yukos's accounts mean for this company?
Well, just to give this some background, tax inspectors are calculating the amount that Yukos is alleged to owe billions of dollars in back taxes it must pay the government. Its bank accounts had been frozen in addition, and the company said that it was not going to be able to pay its workers. It wouldn't be able to pay for its the transport of its oil by rail and by pipeline unless it had access to these funds. So the fact that it has access to these funds and can pay for these things means a virtual stay of execution for the company, at least for now.
Which is quite a big deal in Russia. Yukos had said last week it might have to stop oil production. Is that threat still a factor?
Well, that was apparently the result of some confusion. Yukos had misinterpreted an order from the government for Yukos not to sell its assets while this case against it is ongoing. That was cleared up. Oil analysts here say there's very little real threat in the medium term that there would be a disruption in supplies from Yukos, even if the company were to be broken up by the Russian government, because it's simply too important for the Russian economy.
Talk to us about why Yukos's exports are considered so important.
Well, Yukos produces 20% of Russia's oil supply. It produces 2% of the world's oil output. It produces as much as a country the size of Libya. So when you have a case, as we do now, with high oil demand and OPEC producing at almost top capacity, worries about a major player like Yukos experiencing production problems can affect prices. Speculators can bid the prices up, even if these worries seem to be a bit exaggerated or overblown, as they are in this case.
Is the company then any closer to resolving its legal troubles with the Russian government?
Well, the unfreezing of its bank accounts is certainly seen as a positive here. So is the fact that tax inspectors have given it another month to pay off the first $3.4 billion installment of at least $7 billion in back taxes that Yukos is said to owe. Still going to be an uphill battle, of course. The government is still threatening to sell off 60% of Yukos' assets. And the criminal case against Mikhail Kharkovsky, Russia's richest man, is continuing. He's being tried on tax evasion and fraud charges. This case, just to give it some context again, seen by many here as politically motivated, or at least as the selective application of justice. The question is not so much if Mr. Kharkovsky or Yukos is guilty, more that it's seen as a politically motivated case, or at least as the selective application of justice, because Mr. Kharkovsky was an opponent of the Kremlin and had violated an unwritten agreement between the Kremlin and rich oligarchs like Mr. Kharkovsky to stay out of politics. Mr. Kharkovsky was very politically active and had lobbied very aggressively in Parliament to change the country's oil export legislation in a way which would benefit himself and his oil company, Yukos.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow.